Harius, Perek Aleph Mishneh Dal, Haru Bezdin, Bezdin Paskind, the Psak, that was all wrong, V'yoda Echemem, one of the Dayanim knows, Shetof, Sheto. He was aware they made a mistake, that you go Basa Roy, V'acharam La'atis, they passed like the Roy, but he knows, he was sure there was a mistake here. V'om Alohen, he said to the rest of the Dayanim, Toynatim, you're wrong. Oy Sheloi Hoya Mufla Shal Bezdin Shom, the Mufla is the position that was given to the one who's the Godl. It's also called the Rav, also calls him the Rosh HaYeshiva. It's equivalent to Godl Ador, Lamdin Ador. Call him the Nossi, was called in the second half of Tkufas Bayashani, was called the Nossi. Let's say the Nossi, the Mufla, the Rosh HaYeshiva, wasn't there by the discussion. So Pesach is going to be that in these cases, there is no Chiyuv of a Payam Lodosh HaTzibah. I don't know if it's worse. They can't pass the Patz Zechop because they're more at fault. It's not a Shigigas Hero. There's an element of Pshia here. One of the Dayanim told you to your face, to all of you, that you're wrong and he's stuck by it and you didn't think it over, you didn't back down, you didn't find the mistake. Or the Muflash of Sanhedrin is not there. What gave you the confidence to pass in something as Mutter that turned out to be awesome? So that itself denotes something inexcusable, and then they can't bring that carbon in Patazach. The third case over here is Oisher Echad Mem Ger, Oy Mamzer, Oy Nosna, Oy Zokin, Shalera, Loy Bonim. Funny combination over here. Either that there was some type of paslos in the one of the Dayanim. So that makes the Bezdin not fully fitting. Or Ger, we know what it is, a Mamzer. As a child that's born from an illegitimate marriage of Kavi Krisus. Nosin is somebody who comes from the people Nesinim with a Givoinim. That when his Gayer, Bimei Yeshua Ben Nun, Chazal declared them possible Bimei David HaMelech. Or, David Mechudish, Zokhan Shalero Lebonim. Somebody who never had children. Harei Elup Turin. You could say, the one of the Dayanim is not fit to be a Dayan because it's a Psul, his lineage, or we could say that they were faced with a challenge, or they should have done a better job. What's the din over here of Leher Lebonim? He's childless, that changes the veracity of his psak. So the pasuk says, Shenema kan Eido, Venema Lahalon, Eido. One Eid is in the pasuk over here, the pasuk of Parhelon Dovishal Tzibur. The other one is Eido by Dine Nefashois, Ma Eido Hamur Lahalon. By a Bezdin paskening, Achiyu Kulam Ruyim Lohiro, by Dinin Nefoshos, it has to be that way. Af Edo Amura Kan, Lagabe Parim Lov, Achiyu Kulam Ruyim Lohiro, again, Mamze Nosin, or Zokin Shalero Lebonim, is not Roy. So here we have our answer. What does that have to do with Zokin Shein Leroy? It says he doesn't have a psul, but the aloch is that a Zokin Shein Lebonim could be missing, because he never raised children, he could be missing a certain amount of natural compassion. There's a kosov that he can't be on a bezin paskin din in the foshes. So Mel, there's a kosov that goes from here to there, also the Rabbi Ovi, even though this has nothing to do with the Rachmanis. There's not a psak of din in Misa. I feel okay, that's a kosov. Hayru bezin shoygigin. The bezin paskin wrongly, shalai kalach obviously. V'asu kol ha'kol shoygigin mevi'im par. The whole tzibur did alpi them b'shoygig. That's when there's a chiv of par. B'losh na'mishne helen dovishol tzibur. Mizidin. Let's say the Bezdin knew they were wrong. V'asu shoygigin, but the tzibur didn't know. The Sanhedrin were unfit, they were rishoyim. They paskined wrongly. The kol didn't know that they were paskined wrongly and did al p'em. Mevi'in, over there, there's no chalois din of a psak of Sanhedrin. Each yochid nebuch was over an averu. So every single one of them has to bring his own carbon. And that's the lashon over here. Mevi'in kizbo u'seiru. Or a seiru. Either a kizbo or a seiru, for that's why a chatzis yochid. Shoygigin, if the bezdin paskined wrongly, but they were taka shoygigin, they didn't mean bad. Vasu mezidin, the tzibur, it's hard to believe. The Sanhedrin was wrong, but the tzibur knew better. And they did mezidin. But the Mishnah speaks it out. Harei lu pturin, each one of them is potter. Why? The tzibur that did bemezid, of course they can bring a carbon. Carbonus, for doing an aver, is only when it's b'shegin, not when it's bemezid. But the bezin can also not be chayv, because the bezin didn't paskin wrongly And then the tzibur did alpihem. The tzibur didn't do alpihem. The tzibur did even though they knew that it was wrong. So mel, they can't be chayiv and they can't be chayiv. So mel, harei lo pturim, they're both potter. Mishnei, hoiru bezdin, vosu kol hakol. The bezdin taka made a mistake. The tzibur did alpihem, oi rubon. Now here we have to explain. Based on what we'll see over here, behemshcha mishnah, the pshat over here, even though it's a little bit sosim in the words, Kol HaKol could be explained as all of Klal Yisrael. What it means over here is all 12 Shvatim. We'll see where that comes from, Behemshcha Mishnah. Oy Ruban, or most of each one of the Shvatim. Why we're dividing by Shvatim again, we'll see Behemshcha. Al Pihem, Mevi'im Par, that's the what we call the Par Helm Dov Shal Tzibah, the carbon that's Mavua that Sanhedrin brings. The says, Mevi'in Par is the Sanhedrin, because we see all of them as being a result of the Psak of the Bezdin. Therefore, the one who needs the Kapara is the Sanhedrin, the body, the institution of the Sanhedrin. And Memel is one Par. Ubavoy de Zoro, in Pasha Shlach, we have, right after the Pasha Meragim, one of the Pashas that's over there, is a possible, and there's a bazundere carbon that's brought over there. What's which mitzvah, or rather, which avera has a mitzvah to bring a separate type of carbon? Rashi says over there, look at the Rav brings it over here, mitzvah shishkula keneged kol mitzvahs. This is avay dezara. And the pasuk says over there, also there's a din, v'hoye me'ene eide nasa l'shkoga. So this Tana, which is Reb Meir, holds that Vikrivu HaKol in Parshas Vayikra is Shigigas Shara Averois. Vosu Koloida Parvisor, that's in the Pasuk of Bishalach, is talking about Shigigas Avay Dezora. There's two Parshas of the Kohol bringing, of the Bezdin bringing. One is on Avay Dezor, Pasha Shlach, and others on all the other Chavik Krisos, that's in Pasha's Vayikra. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Shnei Masa Shvatim, Mevim Shnei Masa Parim. Since all the Shvatim, Ruban Shal Shvatim, or all the Shvatim in their entirety brought, they each one has a separate din to bring. Uba Avay Dezor, Mevim Shnei Masa Parim, U Shnei Masa Seirim. That means that each Shevet is Kevas, Chiyuv, Chayvas, Korban, Helam, Dover, Kishela, Atzmo. The Rav brings the Loshin, Ksover of Yehuda, called Shevet, Veshevet, Ikri, Kohol. Brings a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Vayamid, Yashofa, Bekohol, Yehuda. Each Shevet is called Kohol. We have a third Shita, Reb Shimon, Oimer, Shloisha, Asaparim. Ubavai, Dezora, also Shloisha, Asaparim, Shloisha, Asirim. Which is par v'soyer l'chol shevet v'shevet, par v'soyer l'bezdin. That means what the knech that he's moisiv is that there's a din on the bezdin and there's a din on each shevet. Each shevet has a din of ganz klal Yisrael, but that doesn't preclude there being a separate chalos chiyuv on the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which is where the psak came from in the shame of the whole Am. Sanhedrin HaGadol represents the entirety of klal Yisrael, and then there's a din mishpat. There's a din shevet, which is a separate din. So one is not negated to the other. So there's 12 plus 1. Now, all these numbers in this cheshbon of three shittas was assuming that all the shvatim, roiv of each shevet, followed the psak. What about a different case? Hayru bezdin, v'asu shiva shvatim. 7, which is clearly a majority of the 12. Oy rubon al pihem. And here the word roiv doesn't mean roiv of the shvatim. It means roiv of Klal Yisrael. 7 shvatim did. And the 7 shvatim has to be what gives each shevet a din. Roiv of each shevet. Roiv over here is going to be kaveh. Roiv ki rubi kakula kakalat harikula. Roiv of a shevet is called a shevet. So 7 shvatim means roiv of the 7 shvatim. Now, that does not necessarily mean all of Klal Yisrael. Because what happens if the shvatim are the smaller shvatim? And roiv of them is a 51%. Does that mean that there's a majority of members of Klal Yisrael? So that's why the Mishnah has to speak out a different case. Oy rubon al piem. Lavdov of those that are in America are used to the concept that you could have roiv medinois in a country vote something without there being necessarily a popular majority. So that's why the Mishnah has to speak out both cases. So in that case, mevi'im par v'avodah zarah, mevi'im par v'soyer. So the fact that the korban of avodah zarah is par v'soyer is indisputable. The question is only who's chayiv. So mevi'im par and avodah zarah, you'll have the par v'soyer. This is all the shita of Reb Meir, the first shita that we had before. Reb Yehuda will be chaylik, and he'll be chaylik kedarkei oimer shiva shvatim shechotu, mevi'im shiva porim u'shvar shvatim shaloi chotu, mevi'im al yedeihem par. Since Reb Yehuda holds that the din over here is mutal, not on the Sanhedrin as a one, but on each shevet, so what happens is like this, when seven shvatim are chotei, so then the seven shvatim define, that's Klal Yisrael. So the sheva shvatim over here, or roiv of Klal Yisrael, is Klal Yisrael. When the sheva shvatim are chotu, so then everybody has to bring all the shvatim, and that's why the Mishnah adds the Knech, mevi'im al yedeihem par, all of them. Shekein afelu shaloi chotu mevi'im al yedei achotim. These are chayiv agav that, the mutl is mutl on the whole of Klal Yisrael, but as shvatim. So Mel, this 12. Reb Shimon Oimer, Shmoyne Par, Bavodah Zarah, Shmoyne Par, Mushmoyne Seirim, Par V'Soyer L'Chol Shevet V'Shevet. He holds like Reb Yehuda, but he has been Noisav, Par V'Soyer L'Bezim, like he said before. Now, what happens if Bechlal, this Psak, was not carried out? It didn't come from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Each Shevet had its Sanhedrin also. There was a separate Bezim for a Shevet. This is learned out from a pasuk in the beginning of Pasha Shoftim, 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 Titan, Lachob, Chol, Shorecha, that there has to be a supreme Bezdin, there were Batidinim all over Klal Yisrael, but there was a supreme Bezdin of each Shevet. What happened? Hayru Bezdin Shalechen Min HaShvotim, V'Oso Oysei HaShevet Alpiyam, and that Shevet followed that Psak, which was wrong, Oysei HaShevet HuChayv, V'Shakol HaShvotim Turb, Devreb Yehuda. Now, l'chayr, this psak is an independent chiddush, that even though over here you don't have roiv, not roiv minyan, not roiv binyan of klal Yisrael, a shevet has a din of a klal. So if you think about it, this could be a chiddush that could be theoretically true according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir just said that when the Sanhedrin HaGadol paskins, so the psak is the Sanhedrin HaGadol's, the chiyuv chatos is theirs. Maybe Reb Meir would be moida, but it's not mashma that way. It's mashma Reb Yehuda l'shitosoi. And look, v'chomim oimrim, ein chayovin el al hiroz bezn godol bovad. The responsible party and the whole pasha that we're learning over here, Mesech HaZoharis, is only shayach to hiroz bezn godol, they are the klal, not the shvotim. Shenema v'im kol adas yisrael yishgu v'lo yadas ois yishevet. Adas ois yishevet is not klal yisrael. Yehuda clearly holds that each shevet is a klal, and that's the way he divides the chiv of the chatois. Recht zogin that Chachom Maimim over here is a way of saying that the das of Roiv Chachomim is like Reb Meir that we had in the previous Mishnah. This L'chairu would be a way of saying that the Halach is like Reb Meir. Now we do have to point out, which L'chair should be Pashut, that this idea that Reb Yehuda was Mechadish, is the case before, that Shar Shvatim Shalechotu could be Chayiv because they're Negrorim after the Roiv Shvatim, is all Reb Yehuda l'shitasoi, because he sees a Shevet as a kahal. But Lamaisa, if only Shevet Ruven l'moshul was chayte, what does that have to do with the other Shvatim? So Avada, what we're talking about is, l'chayr, the Gemara says, and l'chayr it has to be pashut that way, is that if the Bezdin of one Shevet paskins, Avada we don't say that the other Shvatim are negrorim achareim. The whole din that we had before, that other Shvatim can be negrorim, is only a psak that comes from the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Even though Batsim, the parasha is even on a psak from the Shevet, from the Bezdin of each Shevet, but the Bezdin of each Shevet can only shaft that chalois din legabi the choitim of that Shevet. They can't be mechayiv a different Shevet, that should be pashut. So what we're talking about in the middle case, that there's a greira of the loichotu, otu the chotu, was only because it was a psak from the Sanhedrin HaGadol, so they're all in it together. It's chalon gans klaus, all that psak. Now, the Tosis Yom Tov is Medayik in the Rav, something interesting. In this last case, the Rav says, V'osa oise shevet la'atzmoy, ve'en kan roiv minyan Yisrael. L'chor, it's only one shevet. So it's not Rav of Klal Yisrael. It's certainly not Rav Shvatim. It's also not Rav Minyan Yisrael. Tezyantim is Medayik. What it sounds like is coming Lafuke is what would be if in one Shevet, unusual, but let's say one Shevet has Rav of Klal Yisrael. Let's say in times of the second Beis HaMikdosh, so you have, let's say, Shevet Yehuda. Let's say there was a time when Shevet Yehuda was Rav of Klal Yisrael, and the other Shvatim were Mamish Miut. What would be the Halacha? It would sound like Rav of that Shevet, even though it's a Psak from the Shevet, could yet be Megara the other members of the other Shvatim, and they'll all be Chayiv. Other Mefarshim say that's Lav Dafka. And say that's disputable. If the Bezdin of one Shevet is really the Bezdin of Rav of Klal Yisrael, because even though they're local, because they're for one Shevet, but that Shevet has Rav of Klal Yisrael, would we see their Psak as being Megarer, the Mute, or to the Rav? That's questionable. There's something wants to be Medayik there, yeah. The other Mefarshim are Medayik, or they say that it can't be, and that's Avada Natural.